Really, between April and June is the best time to get your flu shot in Australia. And the more people who are vaccinated against the influenza this season, there's reduced strain on hospitals and healthcare systems, especially with the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I'm glad that you brought that up. I mean, I think a lot of people are probably a bit concerned about going and getting a vaccine, or at least going to a place where there could be sick people. What kind of advice do you have for those who are a little bit concerned about getting a vaccine in light of that?
It's usually a good idea to ring ahead, ring your GP and arrange a suitable time. They might be able to phone you when they're ready for the vaccination to take place. So really, the GPs are managing quite well. If they do have people that are unwell, they're often not attending the GP clinic. So really just ringing ahead and getting assurance from your GP the best time, or talking to your community pharmacy who can also give the influenza vaccine.
Is there a particular demographic that you're most worried about this year?
Look, everyone is eligible to receive the influenza vaccine. Some people who are at a greater risk can receive the vaccine free of charge, and that includes pregnant women, children between 6 months and 5 years of age, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people over 6 months of age, and other people with chronic health conditions. So it's worth checking with your GP whether you are eligible for the free vaccine. Otherwise, other people can receive the vaccine for a small charge through their GP or local pharmacist.
So obviously, as we're, you know, as we've been self-isolating and we've been really, you know, conscious of our personal hygiene at the moment, do you guys anticipate that the flu season will be less, I don't know, bad than it has been in previous years?
It's always difficult to know how the flu season will develop, but really prevention is always a good way to start. And so really staying at home, if you do have any cold and flu symptoms, checking with your GP by phoning ahead, coughing or sneezing into a tissue, and not sharing personal items, keeping your hands clean, just the general messaging that we've been hearing around COVID-19 will also help prevent the spread of influenza. So hopefully with our social distancing, it is possible that we'll have a reduced influenza season, but we really don't know. So being prepared, being vaccinated and being careful is the way to go.
And I mean, what about those, especially those who are of the older demographic, who are a little bit more of risk, but I've also been told that they need to be self-isolating as much as possible. What kind of advice do you have to them when we're heading into this season?
If you're over 65 years of age, you are in a higher risk group for both influenza and COVID-19. And social isolation is important at this time. But it's really important to have the vaccination, because that will prevent you from getting influenza, which if you were to have influenza and COVID-19 at the same time, symptoms can be much more severe. So the flu vaccination it's really important to help reduce illness in yourself as well as in the general community.